I'm going to do this guided meditation on death, but first let me just say a few words about this kind of practice. It's called analytical meditation or reflective meditation, and it's very common in the Tibetan tradition. You take basically a theme and you ponder, you reflect upon a series of points, a series of topics. But to begin with, you spend a few minutes just getting your mind a little bit more calm. We can do this just by whatever practice, the breath just stabilizes our attention, so we slow down a bit, thereby enabling us to think a little bit more slowly, a little bit more carefully than we might normally ponder or reflect on a topic. So it's a meditative kind of thinking, much in the same way as we do a meditative kind of walking. We slow down and we reflect around the points that I'm going to suggest from different angles. I'll provide some, so you don't have to do too much yourself. And the idea is by recollecting these points that slowly the idea begins to sink in, begins to register at an almost physical level. The idea becomes more real, it becomes more felt, it becomes somehow embedded in our body rather than floating in our mind. If you've done this before, obviously, you may be familiar with that. If not, it might seem a little strange initially. So let's begin by spending a few minutes just coming to rest on our breath or whatever object we find is useful for focusing our attention. you get distracted, bring the attention back to the breath. And grounding your awareness in your body. So the first point that we are going to reflect upon is the certainty of death. That of all the things that will happen or might happen in the future, only one of them is certain, that we will die. Whatever we plan for, or hope for, or fear for, none of these things are certain to happen, except for the fact of our death. At some point, this breathing in and breathing out will not happen again. We'll breathe out, just like we're breathing out now, but we will not breathe in. that our heart, that we can feel beating in our chest, pulsing in our limbs, will beat no more. The warmth that is generated by our body will fade, and the body will grow cold. This very body we are sitting in now. This life that we take for granted will stop. We'll no longer hear or see or smell or taste or touch or feel or think. This world in all its richness and multiplicity will be no more. For it is the fate of all creatures who are born into this world to leave this world at death. It is as certain as anything thrown into the air will come down. Imagine all the creatures who have been born on the surface of this planet for millions and millions of years. Each one was born and each one died. and we are no exception. The consequence of birth is death. The two cannot be separated. Our life is like a river that flows steadily along towards a waterfall, and we are like in a little boat, but looking the other way. Just feel the breath that you're breathing. And recognize that each breath taken is one breath less that you will ever take. So reflecting on the inevitability, the certainty of death, try and rest in the feeling that that idea evokes, that sense of mortality, of your life dripping away like the sand in a timer, grain at a time. Each breath, another grain of sand. Try not so much to think of this, but to feel the implication in your body, our stories, our dreams, our memories will vanish. After not too long a time, a number of years, a generation or two, we will be forgotten. And the traces that we leave, our mementos, photographs, writings, will also fade and crumble. Second point. Although our death is certain, the time of our death is uncertain. The Buddha compared this to a fruit, a ripe fruit hanging from the branch of a tree that at some moment will drop. But we don't know when. Our life hangs by a very slender thread. As long as we are healthy, we feel solid, we feel secure, we feel permanent. But life is unpredictable. It depends on the beating of a muscle in the chest, the heart, on the functioning of the neurocircuitry in the brain, on the blood not being clotted in our veins or arteries. Our life depends on the functioning of a fragile, complex organism, just flesh and blood. At any moment, we could have a stroke, a heart attack, a sudden end. Our life is always subject to the possibility of accidents. People die by slipping downstairs. By being involved in a car crash or a plane crash, a train crash. Without warning, unpredictably, suddenly, it stops. Natural disasters, earthquakes, flooded rivers, lightning, or man-made calamities. Those of war, Katyusha rockets, suicide bombers, because we are now alive, we have the sense that death only happens to other people. Imagine someone you knew, roughly of your own age, who is no longer alive. Picture them seated in front of you. And ask yourself, what is there special about me that I am alive and they are not? That I am here and they are gone forever. just like me, they breathed, they hoped, they planned, they looked forward to old age, retirement. So we're sitting in this boat on the river of our life, looking over the stern, enjoying the landscape, unaware that the waterfall may only be a few meters away. So death is certain, the only certain thing there is, and it may happen at any moment. This is our condition. This is human life, the life of all creatures. Yet in reflecting upon death, we become conscious that we are alive, that we breathe, that we see and hear and taste and touch. That we are conscious, that we can love, and yet it hangs by a thread. A very slender thread. The third point. If death is certain and the time of death uncertain, what should I do now? How should I live? What is it that matters deeply for me? What is truly important for me to achieve in this fragile life. How would it be to live each day as if it were my last? Would there be time for petty disputes and worries? Would there be time for holding grudges against those we love? Would there be time to drift in reverie and fantasy about things that may never happen? Try and stay with the question. What shall I do? If death is certain and its time uncertain. Return to your breath. Noticing whatever sensations or feelings have been provoked by these thoughts, if any, and rest in those feelings. In that sensed presence of mortality. Which is also the sensed presence of life itself. That there is something rather than nothing. now we'll return to the walking, but trying to keep alive this perspective if we find that valuable, and if we wish to run through these points once a day or whenever we like, as a reminder, as a recollection of our conditions.